It's Tuesday, the 23rd of December, and with your 9 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Rehoboth Council has issued a warning after reports of individuals unlawfully removing F-beacons or iron pegs from recently surveyed areas. The council reminded residents that taking or damaging beacons without supervision from a registered professional land surveyor is an offence under the Land Survey Act of 1993, punishable by a fine of up to 2,000 and or 6 months imprisonment. Businesses or individuals found buying stolen beacons will also face prosecution. The local authority further urged the community to report any suspicious activity to the town council or the nearest police station to safeguard the integrity of surveyed land and ensure lawful development. Justice and Labour Relations Ministry spokesperson Maria Hedimbi has warned that newly employed workers are particularly vulnerable to wage exploitation. In a report by Ketemba Shipepa, she noted that desperation, fear and inexperience often lead these workers to accept salaries below the minimum national wage.
Hedimbi said construction and farm workers are among the most affected. She added that wage-related complaints come in almost daily, most involving underpayment, non-payment, and illegal deductions. Hedimbi explained many first-time job seekers enter workplaces unsure of their rights, making it easier for employers to underpay them. Hedimbi said minimum wage is a basic employment condition and cannot be negotiated below the set rate.
South Africa's police are increasing their efforts in a festive season crime crackdown. Police spokesperson Vincent Mukati says SAPS arrested almost 21,000 suspects nationwide, including 2,000 for driving under the influence, 1,000 for illegal liquor trade, and 158 for murder. Mukati adds that they also seized 49,000 liters of alcohol and 156 firearms.
The South African Police Service has intensified its fight against crime during the festive season, resulting in the arrest of 20,274 suspects across the country between 15 and 21 December. 121 million worth of contraband goods seized.
To Asia, where tensions are mounting between India and Bangladesh following demonstrations outside their diplomatic missions. R. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi that Bangladesh has suspended visa services at three Indian missions following protests over attacks on minorities. India responded by summoning the Bangladeshi envoy to lodge a protest.
Bangladesh's suspension of consular and visa services at its High Commission in New Delhi comes a day after India shut down visa operations at its application center in Chittagong, citing a security incident at its assistant high commission there. Tensions in Bangladesh have been running high following the death of Sharif Osman Hadi, a prominent youth leader, in mid-December. His killing triggered violent protests across Bangladesh, with demonstrators allegedly attacking Indian missions and vandalizing buildings. India has expressed deep concerns over attacks on minorities, especially the killing of a garment worker, Deepu Chandra Das. Dhaka claims Indian authorities allowed protesters to approach its secured diplomatic enclave in New Delhi, while New Delhi says the demonstration was peaceful and posed no threat. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.